Hello, everybody. I'm Dinad Rakhshan, and welcome to Podcasting to My Daughter. Today, I'm going to talk about, you're almost 2 years old. And this got me thinking a couple months back. At 18 months, babies begin to figure out they're a thing, that they are a person. You might have been asked if you're hungry, and you say, yes, I'm hungry. And then you say, wait, who is this talking? Who am I? How did I get here? Am I real? What is real? What defines real? Who am I talking to? Am I talking to myself? Who is myself? Am I aware of myself? And that is what you're going to go through. So it got me thinking about going in deep into my head, and I just want to talk about things. You know, everyone is aware of themselves to a point. Does this mean we're all doing the same things? That we're all having the same problems? I want to talk about talking to yourself, your internal voice. Firstly, I don't know if there's two of everyone, the internal and external. Maybe there's a third, you know, so there's a holy trinity, that kind of thing. Maybe there's more, maybe there's less, but, you know, here's what I do know. I do talk to myself internally a lot. I am what's considered an introvert. I have some extroverted tendencies, but I lean on introvertedness. So I think a lot. I think about things. I think about you, obviously, because I consistently come up with ideas about how to have you have a better life. I talk to other people about you all the time. I talk to myself about what I can do. I reminisce about what we're doing. I think about the future of what we're going to be doing together and all that fun stuff. So I think a lot. You know, I think internally all the time. And I'm wanting you to know that you're not alone. Everybody has thoughts. Some are a lot more dense than others. Some are just there. They're just kind of one thought at a minute kind of people. But you know what? There's a lot of different people. For you, you're a very curious child. You're a very entertaining child. We love you so much. I love you so much. Your mom loves you so much. Everybody loves you. I don't think there's anybody out there that meets you and is like, eh, she's okay. You're kind of the star of the show a lot of times. So I'm sure, and you know what? I can tell that you revel in it. You adore the attention, which I totally understand. Who doesn't want to be the center of attention? If everybody had that kind of personality, we would all do that. But here's the thing. You're a thing. You're a person. You're not a place, right? Person, place, or thing is where I was going with this kind of wordplay. You are a person. Define person, that's a pretty tough thing to do that could take eons of time. But I want you to know that you are special. Now, when I say you're special, that just doesn't mean that you're the most important person in the world and you should walk around and have everyone feel that you are a jerk. Those people are entitled. They believe that they should not be working much. They should not be doing much. Everything should be done for them. And to a point, those people are right, okay? I know this is crazy to listen to this, but everyone deserves happiness, is what I'm saying. Okay, in this world that we have, in this world that we've designed and lived through for thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years, I'm not sure exactly right now, it's the way it works is you work for what you get. And then there's some luck involved, of course. So you, as a person right now, you know, as hard as I'm working for you not to work, not to do anything, just be your entitled self and just get everything you want, likely not going to happen in the very, very near future. You never know. This entire episode might just be a waste of time for me and for you and for anyone listening. Saying that, realistically, you're going to have to do a few things. You're going to have to pay attention. You are going to have to work hard. You're going to have to work smart. You're going to have to do a few things to take care of yourself, the people around you, the future generations, etc. So you knowing that you are a being, that you are a person, that you are a thing, carries a lot of responsibility with it. Don't let that make you zigzag down a path of not doing anything because it's never worth it. You have a lot of opportunities in life to keep going and keep pursuing what you want. Here's an example. The other week, you had chalk. You put them in your little wheelbarrow, and then you filled the wheelbarrow with water. Why? I don't know. It makes sense, kind of, right? And you did it. It's fantastic. I smiled and I said, she's going to be a watercolorist. She's going to be a painter. Because that's what you were doing. You were making paint. You were the red chalk with some water, and eventually it mixes and you can paint a rainbow with it. I think that's beautiful. You do things on purpose, on accident, and they all have differing results. You are a trial and error person, much like your father. All right. I mess up a lot. But the thing is, I learn from my mistakes 99% of the time. There's 1%. Sometimes I just like to be stupid and do things that I don't want to do. But you're figuring it out. You're figuring things out. Oh, I can't do this because of this. That's beautiful. You're figuring out your world. And I love that. I love thinking about that because there's so many things that you do. You have potential of. A lot of times you get angry and you cry because you don't know how to express yourself. But that's okay. You're figuring it out. You're not expected to know how to express yourself. And that's part of life's journey. You are not going to be the same person you were years ago. We are constantly evolving. You know that. You've probably listened to one of my other podcasts. You are figuring things out. You've done a lot of things now that you weren't able to, 6 months ago. And you're realizing the good, the bad, the ugly, the wonderful parts of life. And I'm sure the wonderful parts of life is waking up and seeing your mom, right? I think every child loves that. I hope that you will wake up and see your dad and be just as happy to know that I love you, that I care about you, and I want the best for you, and I want you to be happy, and I want you to feel well-fed and have joy in your life. Whatever that may be, I'm going to do the best I can for you, just so you know. I also hope that you find me hilarious, because I find myself hilarious. I find you hilarious. So hopefully we could be best friends. And also I'll be your dad and tell you not to stick your finger in the electric socket and stuff like that. Of course, right? I have to do that. I have to watch for you. Until you figure these things out on your own. Like, you go to science class, or you just accidentally learn that E equals MC square, or that you shouldn't put hot things in your hands. I mean, you'll figure it out. We're all figuring things out as we go along in our journeys as people. So I hope you enjoy it. All right. I'm glad that you're learning about things that you like and dislike. I think that's really cute that you like a lot of things, food, like food, but you don't like a lot of things like certain foods. And I think it's cute. And we're finding out through these little books, even if you don't like something, always offer it because you might try it. And I think that's beautiful. You, even though you've made up your little cute 2-year-old mind that you absolutely can't stand chicken, maybe you just need to put a little butter on it. Maybe you need to put a little barbecue sauce on it, something like that. And that makes me happy because, I mean, for the longest time, I couldn't stand Brussels sprouts. And then I tried them instead of boiling them. I tried roasting them and I found I love them. Right? It's things like that. You'll find things like that too. I'm sure right now you love sweets. Who doesn't love sweets? Like berries and ice cream and all sorts of random stuff that's like pure sugar for you. It just drives this huge vein through your forehead because it's so much sugar and your body's going on overdrive. But, you know, there's natural sweets too. We're going to work on that. And I know your mom tries really hard to give you the right kinds of food. So I think you'll be okay. And, you know, this is all about you. So, you know, I know that you love your dogs, which is always great. You love going outside and playing with the garden that you guys have. I think that's so sweet. And you love to talk. You are just talking and talking and talking, even if no one's listening, which I think is hilarious. You're a good kid, just so you know. You have crazy hair like me, so I'm really happy. You have a huge smile, and when you get mad, you really just don't know why you're mad. I think that's adorable. What's going on there? I think it's not that you're mad, you're not understanding what that feeling is. And I'm sure you're going to figure it out that you say, I don't do this, or I don't do this, and then I or I do this and then I feel like this, so I'm going to do this. It's also like super simple hypothesis and try this. You don't like it. Okay. You don't do it anymore. Or you zig when you zag and there you go. Right. Then you zag twice, or you just go through the straight line, or you just turn left, or you just turn right. There's so many beautiful things that you're learning, and it's adorable. You're still a giant ham to me. The faces you make are the most cutest faces ever, especially when you're happy. I know this isn't like, I'm sure a lot of people get annoyed when their child is screaming, but I think it's cute. I know it's annoying as can be, and I'm totally annoyed by it, and I want you to stop. But at the same time, I look at you and I'm like, aw, she's just screaming her heart out because she doesn't know how to say, I need sleep, or I need mom, or I'm going to the bathroom, right? Things like that. It's cute. You're my ham. I love you. Yeah, so you're learning to be yourself. That's wonderful. You're figuring out your big world, and then you're realizing how little you are. It's quite fantastic when you think about it. You think that there's all sorts of types of material out in the world, and we're made of the same kinds of material, and somehow it shapes us to have thoughts and feelings. It's quite humbling, isn't it? I find it very humbling to be a person. I find it very humbling to know that I'm a thing, that I'm completely different than everybody else. I have a lot of similarities, just like everybody else. I have blood flowing through me. I sneeze. I wear glasses. So we're all very similar, but at the same time, we're all very different. So we're unique, but similar. So think about that when you think that there's dozens or hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions and billions and trillions of people and animals and little types of cellular things out there, that we're all kind of similar. It's a beautiful thing, and it really makes me feel connected to the world. And interestingly enough, Charlie, you and me are made out of the same thing. You're part me. I'm part you. When I look at you, I see me, and I say, huh, she's got the whole world ahead of her. And it makes me so happy to know that you're here. I love you so much, and thanks for listening, all right? Hey, take it easy, okay?